ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. பகவத்கீதா இஸ் இட் இஸ் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 9, த மோஸ்ட் கான்ஃபிடென்ஷியல் நாலேஜ், டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 20. ஓம் நம பகவதே வாசுதேவாயா, ஓம் நம பகவதே வாசுதேவாயம், ஓம் நம பகவதே வாசுதேவாயம். த்ரவித்யமாம் சோமபா பூத பாப யகேயஸ்வஸ்வர்கதிம் ப்ராப்தயந்தே, தே புண்ணியம் மாஷ்ட சுரேந்திரலோகம் அஷ்ணாத்தி த்விதேவவோகம். த்ரைவித்யமாம் சோமபாபூத பாபம் யஜேயஸ்வஸ்வர்கதிம் ப்ராப்தயந்தே, தே புண்ணியம் மாஷ்ட சுரேந்திரலோகம் அஷ்ணாத்தி த்விதேவவோகம். Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the Founder Acharya of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Jai Srila Prabhupada. Those who study the Vedas and drink the Soma juice, seeking the heavenly planet, worship me indirectly, purified of sinful reaction. They take a birth on the pious heavenly planet of Indra, where they enjoy godly delights. ஓம் அஜானதி மிரந்தஸ்ய ஜானஞ்சன சலாகயா சக்ஷிரன் மிலிதம் மீனா தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நமஹ. நம ஓம் விஷ்ணு பாதாய கிருஷ்ண பிரஷ்டாய பூதலே ஸ்ரீமதே பக்தி வேதாந்தம் ஸ்வாமின் இதி நாமினே. நமஸ்தே சரஸ்வதி தேவை கௌரவாணி பிரச்சாரிணிம் நிர்விசேஷ சூன்யவாதி பாஷாத தேஷ தாரணிம். ஹரே கிருஷ்ண ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ண ஹரே ஹரே, ஹரே ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. நவ் யார் இன் சாப்டர் 9, த மோஸ்ட் கான்ஃபிடென்ஷியல் நாலேஜ், டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 20. டுடே வி ஹாவ் ரிசீவ்ட் வெரி இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங் க்வெஸ்சன் ஃப்ரம் ஒன் ஆஃப் தி மெம்பர். They have asked the question is that scientific advancement is a good to the society or bad to the society. So this is the question which we have received. So anything we take, always there will be good as well as bad will be there in this material world. So exactly we cannot say this advancement is actually good or bad. But only thing we can say that how people are using. We cannot just say based on something, but actually it is based on how we are using, how people are using, whether they are using a bad way or good way, that we can try to figure it out. So when we see the olden days and nowadays, before the children, they used to go outside and then they used to play. When they are playing, they were very, very healthy. They were very, very good. They develop a good relation among the friends, among the children. Then their brain also, they are actually open-minded. Because they were playing with many children, they are actually open-minded, broad-minded. Because when you are broad only, you can play with other children. If you are narrow-minded, you cannot play with other children. So that was the situation. But now, in the name of a scientific advancement, what happened? Now, every children, they are actually using games and mobile in the technology. When you see the child from that, the age of 1 year, 2 years, now they are operating mobile very nicely. Very nicely, they know where the YouTube is there. Even a 3 years old child, when you give the Samsung mobile or whatever the mobile, they exactly know where the YouTube is there. Just they click, go there, then they will press something, then they will be keep watching. The 3 years old, 3 years old child is actually knows how to use YouTube, and they themselves watch video or whatever it comes, they are learning. So when they are learning, what happened? They are not going and playing outside. Because of the technology, they are fully enter into these games, enter into this mobile, WhatsApp and so many things. These children, children, they engage, the health is become very, very bad. Why the health is bad? Because they are not going out and playing. They are not going out and playing. There is no sunlight. Sunlight is very, very essential for the body. So no sunlight. There is no fresh air. They are always sitting inside the room. There is no fresh air. They are not getting. So they are not getting sweating also. And all the wastage should go out. They are not getting sweating, because when they play, they will get sweating. So there is no sweating. So the health is affecting very, very bad way. Then they are learning all bad things from this YouTube. Because these children, 3 years, 4 years old child, 5 years, 6 years, they cannot discriminate. Because in the media, social media, good will be there, bad will be there. They will be watching. The parents are very, very busy. They are before, the parents, they were keep watching the children. Now they don't want a headache. Anyway, they will give the mobile. You go and die somewhere, and we are busy with our life. So in this way, parents are one side and children are other side. So the children, they does not know that this is a good, that is a bad. So they are learning bad also. So then they are narrow-minded. Sometimes when they go and play with the children, they cannot adjust. They does not, because they are always associating with mobile, WhatsApp, this. So they become narrow-minded. They does not know how to adjust with other people. They are feeling uncomfortable. Nowadays, if you see the children, when they go outside, they are feeling uncomfortable with other people. They want to be alone always. They want to be alone always. Even though if they are along with the crowd, they are actually sitting alone. They wanted to become peaceful. They wanted to become away from the people. They does not know how to mingle with other people. So this is the another problem of this scientific technology. Even though scientific technology can be used in many good ways, but because the people are in a, you know, just like, a, for example, if somebody wanted to, the intention is bad, when they get something bad, they will catch it. So similarly, the people in this world, they are using bad way. Another example can be seen, how the technology used in a bad way is that there's a bomb. The many technologies are there. Many countries, if you see, if you create any problem, they say, no, we will put a bomb and destroy your entire country. They say within one bomb we destroy your entire country. So the prime minister or the president, if their senses get agitated, then immediately they say, we will destroy your entire country. We are fully technologized. You know, we are scientific advancement. We have all the military force, this force, that force. With a small, you know, if you press the button, your entire country will be collapsed. So in this way, they were actually creating a problem to the society. So this is the another aspect, how people are using the technology in a bad way. Then, before the people also, before there was no technology, there was no scientific. So people, they go outside the house, they openly talk. They openly talk with neighbors or friends. They will be, you know, they will be sitting and they will be talking. When they talk, the stress will be released. They were actually good health also. But now what happened? Nobody is having a time to talk with other people. Nowadays, no talk. They are always very, very busy in WhatsApp, YouTube, Facebook and all those things. 24/7, they were actually busy with this mobile. So they become machine, just like a machine. They also become the machine, because they are always associated with a machine. So they also become the machine. So they become machine. So it is, there is no comparison, no compassion also. There's a people, because they're always associating, just like for example, if you always associate with the good people, you develop a good character. If you are always associate with the machine, then people also, they are actually becoming a machine. They don't have any good heart. And there are actually, what happened? There is no compassion. So in this way, people are getting affected because of this technology and scientific advancement. Then the further problem is that that bank, when we see, because we are advanced scientifically very much, and then people are, even though we have a bank account in India and somewhere in Russia or US or London, somewhere this cyber crime is happening. Actually, we are maintaining account in some other, even in village. So people are sitting in Russia or somewhere else. They were operating and they are taking money from our account. So this is happening, the cyber crime. So because this is another scientific advancement. So then many people are learning so many unwanted things from because of this scientific advancement. Even nowadays, because of this scientific advancement, people are, instead of doing their job, they are fully merged. When you see even the village side, if you go there, and they used to go to agricultural and do so many things. Because this scientific advancement, what happened? They are also very busy. They were also keep looking at this mobile and all those things. So in this way, the scientific advancement, even though the good also is there, because of the scientific advancement, we are doing so many things. There are good things also there, but when we see the majority of the part is that, when we see the percentage wise, if you see, rather than using for good purpose, the people are, majority of the people are using for the bad way. So in that way, we can say this advancement, actually it is a great disturbance to the society. When we say the percentage wise, we can say it is a great disturbance to the society. So that's why now people are understanding. Now people are understanding, they are actually giving a lot of importance to this yoga practice, our traditional way. They are giving important to the yoga practice. They are giving important to the spiritual. Now people are giving important to the agricultural. Nowadays the water problem is there, so they were thinking how to build a reservoir. This, that, they were thinking how to develop our own culture, our own tradition. So in this way, people are gradually, they are understanding. So as a conclusion is that we should not simply misuse this scientific advancement. We should use the scientific advancement for the good purpose and as much as required. We should not simply waste our human life behind this scientific technology of this mobile, WhatsApp and all those things. We should use for the spiritual cultivation. We should chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We should chant the holy name of Krishna, and then we should use our time for the spiritual cultivation. In this shloka, Krishna explaining that the people wanted to achieve the heavenly planet, they study the three Vedas and they drink Soma juice, then they go to the heavenly planet, then they enjoy the sense pleasure. Those people, Krishna says, they indirectly worship me. Krishna says indirectly, this kind of people, the Brahmanas, they study the three Vedas and drink Soma juice, they go to the heavenly planet, they enjoy the sense, and they, so that kind of people, Krishna says, they worship me indirectly. Why Krishna is saying indirectly they are worshipping? Because even though they are not worshipping the Supreme Lord, they are actually worshipping the Devi and Devatas. Krishna says here, Indra and Chandra, like that way. But still, why Krishna is saying indirectly they worship me? Because just like, for example, if you pay tax to the government, what you will do? The representative will come. And the representative, the representative, for example, if you see in a village, there are house taxes there, and there are so many water taxes there, so many are there. They will come to the house itself. They will come to go to every house, they will collect the house tax, and then water tax, and so many tax, they will collect it. So what will happen? We are paying to these people only, but ultimately where it is goes, it will go to the government. If it is a good government, definitely it will go. Bad government, we know where it is going. So when we are paying to these people are handing over to the government. So similarly, even though these Brahmanas, they were actually studying the three Vedas and the drinking a soma juice and they're attaining the heavenly planet and enjoying the sense pleasure. But ultimately, even though the Brahmanas worship the Devi and Devatas, these Devi and Devatas, they worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like we are paying tax to this local village, that local villager, they are paying to the government. So similarly, we when the people, they worship the Devi and Devatas, and Devi and Devatas, they worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why Krishna says here, they worship indirectly. So Trivedi means a person who is expert in Samaveda and Yajur and Rig Veda. So if somebody has studied these three Vedas, they are very expert, then it is called the Trivedi. So somebody is a Trivedi, they are very much respected in the society. They are called the Trivedi Brahmana. But great difficulty is that even though they are very, very respected in the society and expert, they actually does not know the ultimate purport of the Veda. Krishna says, Sarvasya Chaham. I am to be known after reading the Vedas. Just like, for example, what is the purport of reading Bhagavad Gita? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We should do this devotional service unto Krishna. This is the purport and conclusion on the essence of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is the Supreme. We should do bhakti to Krishna. That is the essence and conclusion, the purport of the Bhagavad Gita. But these people, the Trivedis, even though they read three Vedas, they does not know what is the exact purport of these Vedas. The purport of the Vedas is to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but actually they offer sacrifice to Indra and Chandra. Then certainly, because they are also offering sacrifice to Indra and Chandra, they are certainly purified. Once they are purified, the sin will be reduced. Once the sin is reduced, then they go to the Maharloka, Janaloka and Tapaloka. After going there, there are hundreds and thousand times they enjoy the sense pleasure. When we compare to the earthly planet and the heavenly planet, thousands and 10,000 times much more the sense pleasure are available in the heavenly planet. These people, they try and go there. So that's why Krishna says they worship me indirectly. So, but what we have to take essence of this sloka is that, you know, instead of studying three Vedas and drinking a soma juice, anyway, soma juice we cannot drink now because it is not available for us. Even though when we study the Shastra, our aim should be Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtana. Going back to the Vaikuntha planet is our ultimate goal, Goloka Vrindavanam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Shila Prabhupada Ki, Jai Gurudev Maharaj Ki, Jai Hari Om Tassat.